You're tuning into the Active Mom Podcast with physical therapist, Dr. Carrie Pagliano, a real mom's guide to all things postpartum return to workouts after baby. If you're a postpartum mom, coach, trainer, or physical therapist looking for answers on how to get back to running, CrossFit, yoga, Pilates, HIIT, you name it, without the fear of pelvic floor issues or doing something wrong, this is the podcast for you. Let's start the show.
Okay, we have Celeste Goodson from ReCore Fitness. I'm so excited to actually talk to you in person today. We've met over Instagram, but first time talking in person. So first, just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and how you ended up working with runners.
Sure. I'm a medical exercise specialist, and it's just an advanced personal training certification. I did get a degree in exercise science and worked in physical therapy and cardiac rehab and aquatic settings, but just got into, I've always been a runner my whole life. It did take a long break with kids, but, or between. I ran through pregnancies, and then once I had three kids, I didn't run very often.
So like, yeah.
But, you know, I do a lot of marathons now, and I developed the ReCore program for women about 10 years ago, helping them strengthen their core, hoping to get women to do that before they return to running.
Totally.
And it's not just runners. I'll work with anyone, but just happened to be able to work with a lot of runners, and that's been a great way to get out there.
Awesome. And you tend to work with some high-level athletes as well, correct?
Yeah, I've been fortunate last 4 years or so, worked with a lot of Olympic athletes, elite athletes, and
awesome.
Helped them get back to running.
That's awesome. We were just saying before we hopped on how nice it is now that moms, I really think even in their 30s, early 40s now, it's kind of almost like the men where we're starting to hit our stride a little bit, just having to, but also having to work through these other postpartum issues. So it's nice to see representation, I guess, is what I'm looking to say. So, awesome. All right. So for you, you've got three kids. How old are your kids?
Yep. So they're getting older. I've got a 16-year-old, a 14, and an 11-year-old.
Oh my gosh. So they're on their way out. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But I'm over 40 and my kids are getting old and I'm like, wow.
Like, get out so I can get back to my life.
Yeah.
So with you, I mean, my kids are 7 and 9, and I feel like there wasn't much information out there at all. Like, you backtrack, your oldest is 16. Like, what challenges did you notice? Like, what information was out there? Like, how far have things come, and then how far do we need to go?
Yeah, things have come a long way. I remember being a pre and postnatal trainer. I got interested in it when I had my first child and read all the books I could. There were a few books out there and a few small certifications. So I did those. And the medical exercise specialist was also one I helped a little bit. But there was nothing. So by the time I had my third child, when I was returning to run, I had my biggest struggles, and I was 7 months postpartum, struggling to return to run, felt like I knew what I was supposed to be doing. And I sought an OB, and he told me, you know, you have prolapse and you're going to need surgery. And I was like, okay, you know, I did never struggled with my first or second child.
Yeah.
Then he never mentioned pelvic floor therapy.
Yeah.
But I knew enough that I was like, you know, I need to go back to the drawing board. Let me go do some more stuff. Let me focus more on the pelvic floor and the core. And I did read more up on it at that time. But we didn't have good insurance then either. So it was a time where I wish I would have gone to one, and I didn't. I've learned a lot since then with pelvic floor therapy. That's part of my job now is to for women, get them to go see the pelvic floor therapy. But you know, I was fortunate enough to avoid the surgery. I think breastfeeding helped some, but also just reconditioning the core and pelvic floor better postpartum.
Totally.
And then I was able to return to run. I've been doing marathons.
That's awesome.
I've never had complications from it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the biggest change. I mean, I've been doing pelvic floor 20 years now, and you know, we would just tell people, "Oh, well, just stop doing that." And I think for me, you know, I've been a runner my entire life as well, and when someone tells you to stop doing something that's very much a part of who you are, you're like, no. And I think there's some people that are not going to pay attention and just keep doing it anyway. There's some people that are going to actually stop. And then there's the intermediate where you're like, all right, well, let me figure this out and not make it worse.
Yeah.
But the data just hasn't been there. I mean, we're finally getting some stuff now, especially with prolapse. I think a colleague of mine in Austria, she just published Lori Forner looking at weightlifters and saying, I mean, first of all, I love Lori. I'm a huge fan of hers. And the way she puts it, she's like, I'm just putting the data out there for things that we kind of already knew anecdotally, where prolapse, you're actually going to have less symptoms of prolapse lifting heavier than lifting lighter, which is so contrary, I think, to what everybody thinks when you're like, oh, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't run a marathon. That's too far. And clearly you can do it. So,
we do need the data on some of these things because we recommend based on our experiences and all the women we've worked with and we've seen what they've been able to do. There does need to be more data for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And for you we're finding more with prolapse, maybe some more genetic predisposition. Is that something that ran in your family at all or not so much?
I probably should have done a better job of talking to some.
My mom still lives. I treat next.
We're very private, right? But I do know issues kind of ran in my family a little bit. So I just don't know how much of that was because they didn't do anything either.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. The connective tissue component, the genetic component of that definitely can play a part.
Yeah, I've had a few more patients now that have reached out saying that they're interestingly enough, like their mom was going through surgery. The physician doing or the surgeon doing the surgery said, you might be likely to have this. You should go see somebody. I was like, wow, that's super proactive. So yay on them.
Yeah.
Okay. When you are working with moms, what do you think is like the biggest surprise for them when they return to run? So they think all through their pregnancy, I'm going to run. This is going to be great. I can't wait to see myself with a jog stroller. It's going to be this dream. What's the biggest surprise do you think that they run into when trying to get back?
Yeah, I think the biggest surprise is them realizing just how much their body went through. So vaginal, C-section, it just really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're an elite athlete or not. The muscles, the tissue, everything stretches. It's just part of pregnancy. Yes, I do think that what you've done during pregnancy does help because you have some of that muscle memory and you can kind of carry those habits postpartum and get a little start to your rehab. But, you know, the body, it really does kind of go through an injury. And for some reason, we just treat it like, you know, if you're fit, you should be able to get back to it. And it's like, no, your body went through some physiological changes that need to improve and heal and recover before you just get right back to it.
Yeah, totally. Especially I think anybody that's gone through any sort of orthopedic injury and you consider all the time and effort and care you put into that, to compare it to this, like, wait.
I mean, you know, could you imagine if someone's bicep just swelled up and then, you know, you take that object out, like it's a, you know, you take it out and you're just like, well, see you later, have fun. You're like, no, we got to pay some attention to what.
And there are some hormones in it. And don't forget, you got to carry that thing around and raise it and do all sorts of things with it. There's no sleep. Yeah, exactly. You got to feed it.
It needs some attention.
Totally. All right. And then just, I want to, everybody I've been talking to, I know there's nothing that bothers me more when you get to talk to some really cool people and I'm like, I need something. I need to take home. Like what can I take home from everything that, you know, like isolating down to one little tidbit, What's one thing a mom should consider doing to support herself when she's returning to running after a baby?
Yeah, this is a little hard because I mean, on the top of my list is just putting no pressure on the return to running.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes women like to put mileage numbers or paces behind their return to running. And they just need to ignore that for a little while. You really need to treat returning to running postpartum like someone who has had an injury. Or someone who's never run before. The body needs to slowly adjust to the demand of running, and you know, reconditioning the core, pelvic floor helps. But you know, you've got to do walk run intervals. Anyone who has never run before, you're going to walk them through a progression. Now, the progressions can vary depending on their ability or their background. Not everyone's going to have the exact same progression, but there is going to be a progression, and everyone needs that. But just to take the pressure off women, if they have this pressure of this mindset, I should be running 5 miles by now. I should be running an 8 minute mile pace. I should be, you know, it's like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You'll just end up doing too much too soon. And
yeah, I think, Brianna Battles talks about the athlete's mindset. She's been talking about that a lot more lately. Mm-hmm. And I think especially women, I mean, not even necessarily just elite, but like women who are used to going out and running with their, you know, group of friends, or they're used to kind of, you know, more of a race schedule or something like that. It's still in there. You don't have to be an Olympian mm-hmm. to still want to show up every day and perform in a certain way.
Yeah.
So I think that's so important.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, and I think it's fine to have that. You need that mental break, right? Like there's nothing wrong with you need to go get that physical activity. Just be smart about it. Know what the steps should be so that you can get that mental stress reliever and the feel like you're doing something, because it is there, and women do have that desire. And I remember feeling like that. You know, you just, yeah. It's good for the mental health too. And so, like you said, if a PT says, don't do anything right now, that's almost worse for your
mental health. It is worse.
So, yeah. You know, it's just like, okay, let's be smart about it. Here's some good progression. Here's some stuff to think about. And it just helps them go, right, okay, I can do this. I can still. Yeah.
I still think that's, especially first time moms, I think that's still such a blow. I don't know. I mean, I was definitely, I fully open about, I laminated my birth plan. It was a dumb thing to do kind of deal. Mm-hmm. I think you can go in saying, oh, I will figure this out. I will be patient. And then I think it's another thing sitting in that, especially if you are symptomatic or things didn't turn out the way that you did. But everyone I've talked to and, you know, moms that have been gracious enough to share their stories online. Mm-hmm. It's so nice when they're like, you know, I'm having my second, I'm going to go slower this time. I didn't do that the first time around. Mm-hmm. I'm learning. And mm-hmm. The more we can keep saying that, the more we can be patient and the more we can just do the work the program. I think we just have to keep believing it and keep saying it for sure.
Yeah, yes. And the women who have shared their stories and have been open about, you know, I'm taking it slow and, you know, this is what I'm focusing on right now. It really does help other women go.
Okay, it does.
It is okay. I don't have to be the top competitor at like 1 month postpartum, you know, like it's just.
Yep. And it makes our jobs easier.
For sure.
Anything else you want to add before I let people know how to find you?
I don't think so. These are great questions. It made me think on a few of them, what I would.
Good. Well, if people want to find Celeste, you can find her on Instagram at Recore Fitness. And is your website the same thing?
Recorefitness.com.
I love that when branding is nice and clean. So. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for all that you do for postpartum women and kind of sharing people's stories and you know, working with them as well. We really appreciate it. Thanks for being on.
Great to chat with you.
You too.